You are making some very costly business mistakes in your entrepreneurship journey. And in this episode, I want to share with you four things that I wish I would have done differently in the beginning stages of my entrepreneurship journey that would have saved me so much time, stress, and money. So if you want to know what those four things are and get ahead of it on your entrepreneurship journey, stay tuned for the full episode. You're listening to the Organize My Thoughts podcast, where we teach you how to get out of your head so you can execute the vision. I am your host, Kyla Jackson. Let's get started. Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. I am your host, Kyla Jackson, and this podcast is all about helping Christian entrepreneurs get out of their heads and execute the businesses that God has given them. I am so excited for today's episode because we're going to be talking about some things that I wish I had knew in the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, specifically what I would have done differently. This episode is going to be perfect for those of you who are either stuck inside your heads and you know that God has called you to business, but you cannot seem to move forward, or for those of you who are still in the beginning stages of entrepreneurship and you're trying to figure out what the heck you're doing. I totally get it, and I have been there. Looking back now, it's been 5 or 6 years since I've been in entrepreneurship. Initially, I started my journey while working my 9-to-5 and building my business on the side. And now I'm working for God full time in business, and it has been such a blessing. And the things that I'm about to share with you in this episode are going to be pivotal in your entrepreneurship journey and also your relationship with God, because God is not just limited to your spiritual things, but also to the practical things in life, including business. So I want to go ahead and jump right into this episode, and we're getting ready to start with the Clarity Cafe. This is the portion of the podcast where you guys submit questions about how to get out of your head and execute, and I usually answer them on the podcast or in my weekly newsletter, Organize My Thoughts, which you can subscribe to using the link in the description box below. Today's question was submitted anonymously, but it is right on topic for what we're going to be talking about today. This person says, "Hey Kyla, how do you navigate your first year as a Kingdom entrepreneur? For the last 4 years, I worked as a freelancer plus had a part-time job on the side to make ends meet. Now I'm at a place where I can't find a job anywhere and I have to go all in with my business. I've never been in this place before and I'm very scared that I'm going to mess up. I'm also navigating a new career in nonprofit work after leaving the digital marketing space for 4 years. I'm not sure how to manage my time now as a business owner versus an employee." Thank you so much for submitting your questions to the Clarity Cafe. When I saw this question, I was so excited because I completely understand where you are in that space. For those of you who are not familiar with my story, I started off in the digital marketing space, working a 9-to-5 and also running a nonprofit as well. And I felt that the Lord was calling me to entrepreneurship like full time during that season. And I was really nervous about it because even though I had been running my business on the side, it was a completely different venture going all in. And so I was teeter tottering about when I would take the leap. And I expected to take the leap about 3 more years into my career. And then suddenly I was laid off. At the time, I was literally terrified because I knew that I had to take a leap of faith and really just go all in on my business. And I was scared. Now, in God's sovereignty and His grace, I had the luxury of serving under another business owner for a couple of years and really learning how to build a business from scratch. And I wish that I had known some of the things that I had learned during that time, even while I was working my business during my 9-to-5. And so before I hop into the first part of your question, which asks about how I navigated my first year in business, I just want to let you know that I understand how you feel. It can be a scary place to go all in on your business, but if God has allowed you to get to this point, He will not fail you. Some people are more bold than others and they will take the leap of faith without having to be in a transition. And there are some of us that God just has to push out the nest just like the mama bird does to her child. And though it can be scary, you really get your wings on the way down and you really root yourself in the presence of God. And through that, He will transform you and equip you with everything that you need. This season of your life is not surprising to God, right? You being in the middle of transition and having to go all in on your business, it does not shock God. The Bible says in Psalm 139 that every day of our lives has been laid out before a single day has even begun. When I hear that scripture, it just reminds me that God knows exactly what's going on in every season of my life. And so even if I'm surprised or caught off guard, God is always prepared. And so as we talk about navigating the first year of business, one of the first things that I wish I had known was how important it was to be rooted in God during that time. Entrepreneurship is literally 80% mindset and the other part is execution. And I did not realize during that time how much my mindset was not prepared for entrepreneurship. And I used to have to pray like, God, prepare my mindset for this transition. And that required some fasting. That required me to do intentional study. It required me sometimes to take social media detoxes because I was in that phase where I was trying to research as much as I could about entrepreneurship. But during that process, I was getting exposed constantly to people that were so far ahead of me. And I was collecting so much information that I honestly was just feeling very overwhelmed. And so in the beginning of my journey, I wish that I would have spent so much more time with God, just dwelling with Him and having Him to prepare my mindset. So spending time with God was one of the main things that I did during my first year of entrepreneurship and really just preparing my mindset. Now, what I think would be most helpful for you as you're in your first year is for me to share some things that I wish I had done differently in my first couple of years of business. So one of the first things that I wish I had done differently in my first couple of years in business is to focus on one idea and research my target audience significantly. During my first year of business, I felt like I hopped around different business ideas too much. There's nothing wrong with exploring and figuring out what you want to focus on, but I wish that I had done some of my exploring in private first before launching a bunch of different offers without doing the proper research. If you want to learn more about how to pick the right business idea, I'll link a video that I did above, but I think it is so important to really sit down with God and ask Him, what is the main offer that you want me to execute in this season? I was one of those people who would do that initial step of going to God and asking Him what He wanted me to focus on, and then I would take the vision and run with it on my own. Looking back, I wish that I would have spent more time going to God for all of the details in my business, because I felt like since I could not figure out the one idea that I wanted to focus on, it caused me to be very distracted. And also it caused me to waste a lot of time assuming what God wanted me to do instead of just intentionally asking Him. So for you, I would make sure that you are very clear on the main offer that you are selling to your clients before you just start launching a bunch of things. People want to know that you can clearly articulate the offer so that they know that it is of value to them. And until you really sit down and spend some time just making sure you know exactly what you're doing and not trying to solve every problem, you're going to be stuck in terms of your marketing and sales. Now, when it comes to researching your target audience, I wish that someone would have spent more time telling me what that was like instead of just telling me that it was something that I should do. What I mean by that is you should know the person that is your target audience like the back of your hand. You should know them like your best friend, your relative. That's how much information that you should know about them. You should know their pain points. You should know what they like, what they dislike. You should know where they are in their career. You should know the places that they hang around. You should know their habits and where they like to spend their time online and offline. And all of those things are really going to help you to market more accurately. So when you go write your landing pages and you're writing out sales copy or you're writing out emails or creating content, you're focusing on one person. It is very easy in this entrepreneurial space to get distracted trying to solve everyone's problem. And if you're not clear on your target audience and your specific offer, then you will have people coming to you with problems that you never intended to solve. And that was one of my biggest mistakes in the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey. Now, the second thing that I wish I would have done in the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey is invested in coaching early on. Some of the most successful entrepreneurs that I've seen have invested to bridge the knowledge gap very early on in their journey. I am a person who is naturally gifted at a lot of things, and so I typically learn by doing, and I will try to absorb as much information as I can and execute it. And that's not a bad thing, but I have learned the value of investing in people who actually know what they're doing and have been where I am and can help me to navigate some of the transitions a lot more fluidly. Honestly, in the beginning of my journey, I felt like I dealt heavily with a poverty mindset. And I think some of that comes from living like paycheck to paycheck when I was in my 9 to 5. And I felt like that I couldn't afford the coaching that I needed. And so I would just try to do everything on my own and hope for the best. And what that resulted in was a lot of time wasted. I could have been way further along in my journey if I would have just invested in somebody who had already been there. And again, I know a lot of people, they're trying to figure out where's the best place to invest. For me, I wish I would have invested in somebody who was very proficient in marketing and sales. In the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, I was very focused on the visuals and the aesthetics, building something beautiful, investing in web design and graphic design and my logo and all of those things. And all of those things are important, but the majority of your efforts in business should be spent on marketing and sales because that's how you're going to gain the customers and the clients. And I'm telling you, listen to me now, please do not waste all of your money trying to build something beautiful before you make sure that it is functional and makes sense and is set up to build you a profit. It will take you 5 or 6 years to do something that somebody can do in 20 minutes because they've already been there. So don't put all that pressure in making you feel like you have to do it on your own. Just invest very early on. Do your research to figure out what's important for you and prioritize somebody that can teach you how to clearly articulate your offer and that will help you with marketing and sales. That brings me to my third thing that I wish I would have done differently in the first couple of years in business. And that is focus on marketing and sales. Again, I spent way too much time making things pretty without actually preparing my back end to make sure that I am set up to, number one, have the capacity for the amount of clients that I was aiming for, but also to make sure that no matter what marketing efforts I was putting out, that they were set up to actually bring me clients, right? I spent so much time creating content in the beginning of my business that got me so many views, but no clients. And so looking back, I wish I would have known the importance of setting up sales funnels, right? Making sure that if I put a video out and somebody subscribes to my email list, that they're not just sitting on there, but I actually have a system set up to nurture them and move them into my offers. It is very important that you focus on serving and not just selling. You should be serving 80% of the time and selling about 20%. If you're doing this right, your audience will know you, they will like you, they will trust you, and they will be more likely to invest with you because they know that you can solve their problem and that you're the right person for the job. I do have an episode that I'll link above about the importance of marketing and some more specific marketing strategies that you should apply. One of the biggest things that I learned in my entrepreneurship journey is that it doesn't have to be pretty to be effective. And that is coming from someone who really likes to get things perfect, was also visually minded. There were times where things didn't look exactly the way that I wanted them to look. And because of that, I was able to reap the fruit of my efforts just by putting something out. Something is better than nothing, okay? So do not get caught up in being in your head and trying to get all those things perfect. People can't buy something that does not exist, and you can't improve upon something that does not exist. So put it out and be consistent. Now, the final thing that I wish I had done differently in the beginning years of my entrepreneurship journey was make sure that I was properly set up as a business. This means setting up my LLC or whatever business structure is proper for you, making sure that I'm putting away 30% for my taxes, okay? Listen, you do not want to get caught up in the IRS, and it's easier to build the habit of putting away your tax money in the beginning of your journey while you're not making as much, then when you start to make tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars and you're not putting away your tax money, it's going to be a very exhausting journey for you. So please make sure that from the beginning that you are consulting with someone for how to properly set up your business. Make sure that you're investing in some type of accounting software or even setting up a consultation with an accountant to figure out how you can best set yourself up because, again, it is not fun owing the IRS, so please take that very seriously and don't feel like you need to wait until you're making a whole bunch of money to do that. Now, from the beginning, one thing I always did was I did tithe off of all of my business earnings. I believe in tithing. I believe that there's protection over your finances and a blessing over it when you tithe. And I think that that is something that you should be implementing no matter what. But on top of that, make sure that you are being a good steward over your business by setting up the proper business structure and making sure that you're putting away money for taxes and things like that. And also, don't eat up all your business profits by just spending it on your personal things. Invest that money back into your business so that your business can continue to grow. So I know I spent the entire episode answering that question, but I think that it was very important information because this is the stuff that I wish I had known in the beginning of my journey. And I'm applying now and finally seeing the fruit of that. And I just want to summarize them for those of you who are listening and taking notes. So let's go ahead and recap. Things I wish I had done differently in my first couple years of business. Number one, pick one business idea to focus on and research your target audience intensely. Number two, invest in coaching early on. Whatever you feel like you do not know, invest in someone who knows more than you and has been where you want to go. That will help you to save so much time and costly mistakes. Number three, make sure that you are focusing on marketing and sales. It does not have to be pretty in order to be effective, and you don't want to get stuck inside your head. So take some sales courses, take some marketing courses, and learn how to properly set up the back end of your business so that when you create content to promote your offers, that you're not just getting views, but you're also turning those people into clients. And number four, please make sure that your business is properly set up with the right structure and make sure that you're putting away money for taxes and make sure that you are tithing. Set up some time to have a consultation with an accountant to make sure that you're set up in the proper way. Make sure that you have your business bank account and you're not commingling your personal funds with your business funds. Just do yourself a favor and set things up the right way from the very beginning. So I hope that that answers your question, and I pray that this has been a blessing to everyone who is listening. Now, the second part of your question talks about how to manage your time as a business owner, and I'll actually link an episode that I did talking about that specific topic above and in the description box below. But before we end this episode, I know that we covered a lot and sometimes entrepreneurship can be overwhelming. And so if you want help executing your business idea, I would love to invite you to join the Drain to Driven program. This is specifically for those of you who are in the beginning stages of entrepreneurship. You're dealing with overthinking, you're stuck on marketing, you don't even know which offer that you want to move forward. I will help you to get all of those things cleared out and even assist you in the marketing area so that you are able to start gaining clients and customers for your business. The link to apply to work with me one-on-one is in the description box below, or you can scan the QR code on the screen. This is going to wrap up another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. And also please share this episode if you found it helpful. And I will talk to you guys in the next one. Don't forget to subscribe. Bye.